Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome to Career and Employability Talk. This is your host, Segun Akiode. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher. And I'm the author of the fastest-selling book, Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. Interestingly, I read chemical engineering, but currently I'm in the human rig of career and employability coaching. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. This is the podcast dedicated to helping you move from point A to point B in your career journey by sharing critical career lessons with you. Two great target audience: fresh graduates, those just entering into the job market, and experienced young professionals will benefit greatly from this podcast. In a few minutes, you're going to be listening to this episode of the podcast. See you in a few minutes.
Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I will be sharing on where all the jobs are hiding. Yes, you heard me right. Where all the jobs are hiding. I'm 100% sure that you are wondering, what do I mean? What do you mean, Segun? What do you mean where all the jobs are hiding? Yes, it's an intentional topic. You need to listen to the end of the podcast before you can fully understand what I mean where all the jobs are hiding. Now, today's episode of the podcast is based on questions which I get from job seekers from time to time. And some of these questions come in the form of emails or even from social media messages. And they tend to ask me a question: how do I get a job in the Nigeria of today? How do I get a job concerning the peculiarity of the Nigerian economy? And in response to them, this question of curiosity, which most of these job seekers ask, I've decided to record today's podcast to answer that question. And most of the answers I'm going to be giving will be from the point of a recruiter. In the course of what I do, I help organizations to solve their talent issues, and I seem to sit at a privileged position to be able to speak to a large extent on where exactly the jobs are hiding. And one of the reasons is because many of the potential clients, which I help them to solve talent issues, have something in common. That which they have in common is the fact that most of those clients are unknown. Unknown to the job seekers, because they fall into a unique class. And that unique class which most of these clients fall into is the bucket which of businesses that are classified as SMEs. You got me right. There are classes of businesses that are classified as SME. So what do we mean by an SME? SMEs mean small and medium enterprises. Usually SMEs can be described as startups. Those are those organizations or those companies that are not yet in the league of the established businesses that most individuals know in the economy. Some individuals could even pass some of these SMEs as one-man business in court. Nonetheless, the Central Bank of Nigeria thinks otherwise about SMEs. Now, let me tell you what this Central Bank of Nigeria defined as an SME. The Central Bank of Nigeria defines SMEs, small and medium enterprises in Nigeria, according to their asset base and the number of staff which they employ. And they usually consider organizations that have an asset base between 5 million and 500 million as an SME, or organizations that have staff strength between 20 and 300 employees. And if you really go by the CBN definitions, there are a lot of numerous SMEs in Nigeria. Also, another side to the SMEs are what we call micro enterprises. Now, some of these micro enterprises have asset base lesser than 5 million and staff strength lesser than 20 people within the organization. Now, you would agree with me that if I start to break down SMEs, you will see various examples of SMEs in the current Nigerian economy. Some of such SMEs range from supermarket, pharmacy stores, textile dealers, shopping malls, hotels, restaurants, internet cafes, business centers, computer centers, medium-sized consulting firm, medium-sized conglomerate, medium-sized organizations, medium-sized production firms, and the list goes on and on. Now, you would agree with me that if you pick up adverts, or let me say, if you pick up job adverts, either online or offline, online, I mean on job boards, you would notice that most of the jobs come from these categories of organizations. I'm not sure whether you notice, but from where I sit as a recruiter, the blue chip organizations, the big Nigerian conglomerate, are recruiting lesser and lesser. And you would recognize that most of the jobs fall in the categories of SMEs. Now, these SMEs operate through people and not machines, meaning this, that there are loads of job opportunities that are bound in SMEs. So most of those vacancies that most people see today actually reside in the SMEs. And interestingly is that most of the job seekers are looking for the blue chips organization. They're looking for the multinationals. They're waiting for the big Nigerian conglomerate. They're looking to get a job there. But why you wait? Individuals that understand that there are jobs in SME are picking up those jobs. Now, how many years ago did you leave the university? You're telling me you cannot work for X and Y organization because it's an SME. Wow. Okay, you can continue to wait while others are picking up sub jobs and using that as a ladder to get into the big conglomerate today. At least it would be on record that they were not jobless for too long. They were busy doing something. Now, permit me to itemize the tips in this whole idea about jobs residing in the SMEs. Number one, job vacancies are on the increase in SMEs than blue chip multinational companies. You must recognize that there are more job opportunities available in SMEs than the blue chip multinational companies. That's a reality that every job seeker in Nigeria today and in Africa must recognize. The jobs are going lesser in the blue chip organization. They are more in the SMEs. So as a job seeker looking for a job, you need to think SMEs. The unfortunate reality is that many job seekers want to work with the blue chip firms. They often get frustrated as the vacancies are few in these types of organization compared to the SME. So I admonish you today to be a bit flexible. Why not consider a job? Why not consider looking at SMEs to look for a job? Why? Because as you pick up such job, you become ready to give your best in whatever you are doing. And before long, your dream job in the blue chip company will come around. That you should expect. I want you to try that as a change of job strategy. Number two, lesson you need to learn, is that most SMEs are looking to recruit quality employees in their bid to make more profit. Do you have the desired quality? There are jobs being advertised 24/7, and a lot of those applications are often received, with a sad reality that very few quality applicants exist in the job pool. So I want to challenge you. The jobs are available, but are you the quality candidate? As a job seeker, you need to be prepared to grab your chance to get a job in an SME. The way you prepare and the way you pitch for an SME job is completely different from the multinationals. You must be ready to do the work. you must be ready to get your hands dirty in an SME, because you get to be thrown into the deep end of work. The interesting thing is that I started my HR career in a supposed HR consulting firm that was one man as it looks. Though a limited liability company, but created in a small space. And before long, there were so many jobs being done, so many projects being executed in that so-called unknown organization. And now I consult for organizations that are known. But where did I start from? From the little one. Number three point you must recognize is that SME business environments are diverse and come with lots of learning opportunities. That's just an example I just gave now. I started my HR career in a small, medium-sized consulting firm because they looked unknown, but there were so many things are happening there. So you need to rethink to take the SME work experience very interesting. You need to have a different mindset. You need to be able to pick up that challenge to work for an SME. So enough of rejecting those job offers. Why don't you think SMEs? When you get that job opportunity, and for all you know, there are a lot of SMEs that are able to take a bet on your lack of experience. They're able to take a bet on the fact that you're a fresh graduate. They're able to take a bet on the fact that you don't have too many years of experience. So they believe you can grow with them because you are trying to give them an opportunity to prove yourself. But do you know one thing? Most blue chip organizations don't give you that chance. Let me even tell you a reality check for free. Most graduate training programs in a multinational or blue chip organization before, it used to be a minimum of an NYSC. But do you know that the current reality for most blue chip organizations and even big Nigerian conglomerate for management trainees or graduate trainee program is beginning to reduce it to at least 2 years of experience aside your NYSC? So it means the opportunity to get into the graduate level of jobs in a blue chip is becoming slimmer and slimmer when you can have that opportunity in an SME. So the whole idea of today's podcast is this: you need to give the SME job route or job strategy as a paradigm shift. You need to recognize that jobs exist in SMEs. If today's podcast episode has been beneficial to you, which I believe it has been, remember to share this podcast episode with a friend. And also remember to ask your job-related career questions by visiting the show notes of this podcast episode at shegwakiode.com/episode52 to drop your question. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast. This is your regular host, Shegwakiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegun Akiode. To know more about Shegun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegun Akiode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website www.shegunakiode.com. See you next time.